John, your thoughts on today's game?
Well, we had a look at a few things. Some of these boys have come on recently in the two games coming on the second half, so it was only right we'd be fair and give them a start today. But for me, it was night and day, the performance in the second half to the first half. We got off to a good start. A goal, whether they thought it was easy, but there was a lack of urgency, too many touches, and then when we lost the ball, we weren't marking tight enough. That's what led to the goals. We didn't react to situations, so we had a wee bit word or two at half time, and then we made the changes to, and you could see the difference right away. Scored a great goal with just exactly what we're looking for, bang bang bang, with a passing, sharp, decisive, and up the tempo. And let's be honest, in the second half we created three glorious chances to wrap it up. But while it's always 2-1, we were just a bit sloppy in defence when we sat off and allowed them to play the runner in, and but we got a good block on it. But really, the chances, I think Shawnee had one, didn't he? Shawnee, Alan Smith, and Witts at the end. So, but that was all created because the tempo of the football was far better, we passed it better, we controlled the game more than we did the first half. And that's what we're looking for in there. So for me, it was a night and day performance. First half, not good enough. It's pre-season, that's where you find these things out. You know, we just one or two weren't happy with, but when we changed it out in the second half and got the right formation as well, we tried a different formation. We tried the three at the back and 4-1-2, but when we went to a 4-3-3, it looked much better. So really, really happy with the second half. I thought we played it at the pace and the and some of them looked, actually one or two players looked sharper on it today than they have done, you know, in the last two or three days. Thought Alan Smith came on the day and looked sharp. Forbes looked a wee bit better. So there was, and actually Andy Gagan's missed a lot of training, and I thought he looked a little bit sluggish against Hibs midweek. It's a hard game to go into for your first game, but today he looked much like Andy Gagan should be, and it was him that set up the pass for Andy Stirling to cross it. He was the only concern. He felt his hamstring going a wee bit, so had to get him off. So hopefully that'll clear up in a day or two, and he'll not be a doubt for next week.
You said on Tuesday night that reputations wouldn't get guys into the team, but after today's second half, you got a better idea of what
you're
starting
11 against. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, it's like it was in reverse. I thought the second half when boys came on against Tibbs, we looked decent at one or two thoughts, and then you come out today, one or two that did. Didn't they do so well? That's what you use these pre-season games just fine, because at the end of the day it's up to them to take the opportunity, whether they're playing 45 minutes or 60 minutes or 90 minutes. I thought it's who you think's looking, you know, because it takes maybe sometimes after pre-season two or three players to get back to, remember when they get two or three games under the belt regular, they start to come again. So we're not casting anybody off. What we're saying is you've got to pick the side who look sharpest in training, the pre-season matches, and right now, you know, apart from maybe just there's one or two areas that we know we've got competition for, but basically the team is in my mind and what formation we're going to play, so it's been a worthwhile exercise.
Ryan Williamson's got a lot of problems in the right-hand side. How important do you feel he'll be in this season?
He had more end product in the second half than he had the first half, you know, getting in the box and setting up. So, but he's always capable of that. He's a terrific young player, and you know, he's got tremendous pace. So, you know, he showed in the second half that he could cause a lot of trouble. So we'll see what they do. It was nice to see Michael Muffet get off there. You know, he's linked well. You can see some neat touches and plays it. He didn't have any much support the first half because Ryan Wallace was coming far too deep. And I know Ryan's trying to get his fitness, but we said, look, you need to get a partnership going. And you're away up the right wing, you're away back into midfield. Stay up beside him, and so that when he gets the ball, he's got somebody to play with. So he made a difference the second half when he stayed further up the pitch, because he's just you can see him, he's way short in match fitness. So but that's why I wanted to give him 90 today, so that he gets that fitness back as quick as he can, you know. So you know, Michael, it was good to see Michael getting off the move, and it was a great finish off, a great move, and that's what, what he's all about in the penalty box. 6 yard box is there on the end there. It was a great ball for Andy, and so it was nice for him to get off the mat.